I'd like to share two things before we go in application. Because if the Apostle Paul says that we're in perilous times that are going to tarnish us spiritually, and if the Apostle told us what characteristics characterize those who are ungodly and we should avoid those, and if David says that someone who is of God internalizes the truth and they speak the truth and they live the truth, they won't compromise the truth, they're someone that will respect the truth wherever they see it. That's God's ideal. How come so many people keep stumbling on the way up? How come we don't have the character of godliness in our country? Why don't we have those godly leaders? Why aren't there men who are willing to stand unflinchingly for the truth? Well, the reason is that most men have a problem in two areas. And it's biblical. They have a problem in the area of lust. That's just part of man. Lust of the flesh is man. Lust of the eyes is women. Women like, you know, shop and nice things, and men like everything else, lust of the flesh. But that's not really the thing I'd like to talk about this morning. You know what the other problem most men have with? They have a problem with little things. You know how it is? There's all those little things they never get done. Little things. We like the big things. You know, we like, you know, to conquer, the hurricane comes, tape the windows. But put that switch on the wall that we've been promising for 6 months. We don't do it. Take the kids there, forget, pick up this. Little things. There are two little things that will be indicative of your spiritual life this morning. Number one, a lot of you will start squirming. Did you know it says in 1 Peter 2:13 to be subject to all of the rules of the institution government that we live under? Do you know it says in Romans 13 to be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake? And I want to give you a testimony, because I'm a man and I know there's men out here. I mentioned at the beginning, your driving will reflect your view of God. Did you know if you're a rationalizing, impatient, and proud person, you will say, everybody else is going as fast as they want, I will too. I'm not legalistic. I'm not going to drive 55. You know what the Bible says? Christian men and women should drive 55 miles an hour in the states that's the speed limit. Why? Because if we are not willing in that little thing to obey, then you are not going to be willing in a big thing to obey someday, because you'll get desensitized. Let me ask you this. You're topping the hill, going 70 with everyone else, and in the distance you see that little red bubble. What do? And your wife jumps. What's wrong? Saw a policeman. You know what? You're teaching your children that it's only wrong if you get caught. You're teaching your wife that you'll do whatever you want as long as the price isn't too high. And you're teaching yourself that you can rationalize. You say, but I'm in work and I drive a truck and I've got to get there on time. I used to drive a truck. I used to have a log. I know what that's like. But that doesn't mean you disobey God. And then you go so far as you buy one of those little gizmos to put on your dash. And you're willing to pay money to beat the system. What would you do if someone gave you a little box so you didn't have to pay taxes? Would you buy one of those? What would you do if someone gave you a box where you could circumvent AT&T's computer to pay for your telephone calls? You know, they have black boxes where you can tap in the phone lines and not pay. How far will you go with your disobedience? I remember specifically, I can remember so clearly, the entrance ramp to the highway and the state I was in. I remember the time of day when I finally stopped wrestling with the Lord and I said, I'm going to drive 55 miles an hour. And it was the greatest boon to my spiritual life. You know why? I saw that we can get so fast in the current that we don't want anybody to get ahead of us. Financially, we don't want anybody to get ahead of us. Academically, we don't want anybody to get ahead of us with their families. And we don't want anybody to drive faster than us. So we'll just keep going with them. And there's something refreshing about going 55 and having everyone except that 85-year-old lady with the old broken-down car not passing us. There's something about it to see all those red taillights going by you and to never breathe a sigh of relief when the policeman doesn't pull out of those bushes, when you did step on the brake. There's something wonderful, and that's a little thing, and you say you took so long to talk about it, but I'm talking about a principle. That a godly person is one who walks with integrity, they work righteousness, they do the truth in their heart, they're not rationalizing, they're not impatient, they're not doing their own thing, they're not saying, everybody else says it, I'll do it, all the other families do it, we'll do it. They're saying, I will do what's right. Have you ever made that little commitment in your life? Are you impatient in your driving?
Will you get out of the way?
You can just hear some people just mumble in their driving. Why, what's he taking so long for? And they're just weaving. That's not a spirit-filled person. I've been with people. They scare you the way they drive. That shows their internal heart attitude. Today, on the way home, relax. Drive moderately, sensibly, and watch how different everyone is around you. They might hit you from behind if you don't watch it. But it's better to go to heaven rear-ended than to go to heaven with a ticket in your hand. The second little thing before we go for men, not only the little thing of the speed limit, but just before we go, men, are you really spending time with God every day? Did you watch the news for a half hour this week and fail to read God's Word for an equivalent amount of time? You say, wait a minute, do we need equivalency? Well, if you're exposed to even what you can get on the news for a half hour, don't you need... You take your car in to have the oil changed every so many thousand miles. You put gas in every time you run it out. You watch the tread to make sure it's not running out. Why is it you don't think that spiritually you need renewal? When's the last time as a man that you memorized a verse from the Bible? What, can you look at your kids and say, I'm memorizing verses? You memorize them for Word of Life. I don't do that anymore. No, you should be the man of God in the Word of God. You should be the man of God memorizing. You should be the man of God that your children catch you praying in your house. Why? Because you walk with integrity, you dwell on high, you abide in His holy hill, you are one that speaks the truth in your heart, you're the one that respects the truth as your heroes, you're the one that lives the truth. And you will not compromise the truth, even in little things. That's what a godly man is. And that's what God says is the portrait of someone who will abide in His presence. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. How do you think you're going to abide in God's presence for eternity if you're not utterly consumed with abiding in His presence here on earth? That's something to think about. The Scriptures say, pursue holiness without which no one will see God.